You know what lasts forever? God's word. Everything else fails, but not his word. It holds and delivers exactly what he promises. His word is so solid and lasting, you can build your life and hope of eternity on it. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, a daily, verse-by-verse Bible study with the church, past and present. It all starts Reformation Day, October 31st. Learn more at thewordendures.org.
Is there a general restlessness in American evangelicalism, going from church to church within evangelicalism, and then for so many of them saying, you know, this is getting kind of thin for me. This is wearing out. What used to kind of get me going on Sunday morning is not doing it for me anymore. There's got to be more to Christianity than this, than the big box kind of entertainment-oriented experience. Where do they look? Well, they go looking for the real thing, and there are two wings of Christianity that claim to be the real thing, Orthodoxy and the Roman Church. They often, well, sometimes pass by the real thing on their way to those claims. That is the Lutheran faith. Why is that? We're going to talk about the appeal of Lutheranism to evangelicals. Tom Robbie is a Lutheran layperson, author, and editor. He's written a recent column for Real Clear Religion titled Swim the Mississippi, Why Conservative Lutheranism is the Faith Tradition Many Evangelicals Seek. Tom, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Why are so many evangelicals looking longingly at Rome and Orthodoxy?
Well, I think they might see something lacking in their own tradition. For example, the old faiths have more aesthetically refined art and architecture in their churches, and they have ceremonies in their worship service, you know, liturgy, the Eucharist, the Orthodox venerate the icons. And then they also seem to appreciate history, church history, a little more than is appreciated in evangelical churches. So it seems to me, or from what I've read, they seem to be looking for something a little bit different from what they have, a little bit deeper, more serious, if that isn't too pejorative. And they look to Rome and the East for that.
You say that church switching among evangelicals has always been popular. Why is that?
Well, I think generally speaking, the evangelical churches have very similar orders of worship on Sunday morning. They're non-liturgical. And I think moving from one to another is just not that big of a deal. And it's been my experience of just seeing that they seem more than willing to just move to a church where they like the pastor more, or there are better services or programs for what they need.
Both Rome and the East are deeply sacramental. How does confessional Lutheranism compare there?
Well, we also treasure the sacraments, baptism and the Lord's Supper, and we take them as a means of grace. That is, they are a means through which forgiveness of sins is conveyed. We have a different take on the Lord's Supper than Catholicism does, but they are similar in that view it as conveying the forgiveness of sins, whereas other churches of the Reformation, that is the Reformed churches and the Baptist churches and such, take a representational view of the Lord's Supper, meaning that the elements only represent Christ's body and blood. The ceremony itself is more a ceremony of dedication than anything else. So I think we are probably closer to Catholicism in our view of the sacraments than the evangelicals are.
Many Lutheran congregations have abandoned the liturgy in an effort to ape evangelicalism. How is a disillusioned evangelical likely to react to that?
Well, probably not very well. He probably sees something not that much different from what he's trying to get away from in a contemporary service at a Lutheran church, and probably not as good a version as what he's trying to leave either. So I think my article applies mostly to confessional Lutheran churches that still do the historic liturgy. That would present a difference from an evangelical contemporary service, and also something more similar to traditional Catholic worship.
Talk a bit about the Lutheran musical heritage.
Well, I'm not an expert on that, but Lutheranism does seem to have a great musical heritage. It starts even with Luther himself, who was a great and prolific hymn writer. One name I know is Paul Gerhardt, who is ranked among the greatest of sacred poets, and our hymnals contained, you know, the best of Christian hymn writing down through the centuries. You know, Charles Wesley wrote hundreds of them, and we have many in our hymnal. Isaac Watts. There are some more modern or more recent Lutheran hymn writers also that we have in our hymnals. But also, when you talk about musical heritage, I think you have to mention our great congregational singing. I think this is a big part of Lutheran church worship. That's not true, I don't think, in Catholicism or Orthodoxy, not nearly as much, if at all.
You write, when you swim the Tiber, you are not vacating an inadequate, imperfect form of Christianity for the true historic version instituted by Christ himself. You are not switching teams. You are, at best, merely switching positions on the same team. What do you mean by that?
Well, there's an erroneous sense that in switching from Protestantism to Catholicism, one is moving from the B team to the A team, kind of from the junior varsity to the varsity. And I think that sense comes from the Catholic insistence that they alone are the one true church. All other churches are apostate. But that's not true. You know, a true church, as described in the New Testament, is one whose ministers teach the gospel purely and administer the sacraments rightly, according to Christ's institution and mandate. And that's a hallmark of conservative Lutheranism, especially the Missouri Synod. So the idea that you're moving from an imperfect form of Christianity to the true form when you become Catholic has to be debunked, I think. Churches whose, as I said, ministers teach the gospel purely and administer the sacraments rightly are part of the true church.
Finally, what would you say to someone who is exploring, they're an evangelical, they're exploring Rome, they've even sniffed out a little bit of Orthodoxy, and they're in danger of overlooking Lutherans? What would you say to them?
Well, that we offer many of the same things that Catholicism and Orthodoxy does. They would retain their membership in the true church. I mean, they aren't switching churches in the sense that I just explained, and that you have the baptism and the Lord's Supper in all their power in our church, and you will sing the historic liturgy. So the very things that they're seeking when they turn to the East are all found in conservative Lutheranism.
Tom Robbie is a Lutheran layperson, author, and editor. He's written a recent column for Real Clear Religion titled Swim the Mississippi, Why Conservative Lutheranism is the Faith Tradition Many Evangelicals Seek. You can read it at issuesetc.org. Click Talk On Demand Archives. Tom, thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll be discussing media coverage of religious ties between Russia and Syria with Terry Mattingly right after the break.
LCMS Rural and Small Town Mission exists to support and encourage congregations in rural and small town settings. In partnership with LCMS districts, RSTM is uniquely positioned to make a major impact in revitalization support, community engagement and outreach training, congregational partnership development, and worker support through providing and developing resources geared specifically to rural and small town congregations. Check us out at lcms.org/RSTM or give us a call at our office. We're here to help.
O Lord, open my lips.
Listen to chapel services live, weekday mornings from Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Morning Chapel from Kramer Chapel. Live, weekday mornings at 9 Central, 10 Eastern, 8 Mountain, and 7 Pacific at issuesetc.org.
It is the greatest adventure you could ever possibly imagine. It's demanding, it's hard, it's challenging, and what a blessing it is.
Dr. Larry Rast, president of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on why a man should consider the vocation of pastor.
And it is an incredible blessing to be honored with the opportunity to work with these incredible young men and older men as well, who are committing themselves to the proclamation of God's word, the right distinction of law and gospel, and to take the good news of Jesus Christ into all the world.
You can find out more about studying for the pastoral ministry at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, at ctsfw.edu or call 1-800-481-2155. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, forming servants in Jesus Christ who teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all.
Historic, authentic Christian radio. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
You know what lasts forever? God's Word. Everything else fails, but not His Word. It holds and delivers exactly what He promises. His Word is so solid and lasting, you can build your life and hope of eternity on it. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, a daily, verse-by-verse Bible study with the church, past and present. It all starts Reformation Day, October 31st. Learn more at thewordendures.org.
The Holy Trinity addresses three important things for the reader.
Dr. Carl Beckwith talking about his book in the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics series, The Holy Trinity.
It explains the difficulties we face in confessing the Trinity in our world today. It shows how Scripture carefully and decisively presents the Trinity, and it rehearses the sound pattern of words used by the Church to clarify and defend the witness of Scripture.
Learn more about the Holy Trinity at lutheracademy.com, lutheracademy.com.